getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, gang. Time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another exciting week. Glad you're along with. Is springtime upon us? I don't know. It depends where you live, man. Over the last week, we have had snowstorms, all kinds of weird stuff around the country. Not too bad up here in northern Minnesota. Made it through another week. Things are looking good. I see grass outside. It's not green, but at least it's not a snowbank. So we'll see how things pan out here. In the meantime, I got a handful of great records to give a spin to here. So let's get right to work, shall we? We'll start out with Tommy Rutter and his Polka Towners and the Pickles with your beer polka.
Girl named Mary Jo at the polka hop. We danced all night, no end in sight. Finally had to stop. I took her to the local tavern, which was very near. She jumped up on the bar and yelled, "Want pickles with my beer?"
Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
Now Charlie was her brother, and he was just the same. He spent his pay in a bar each day for anyone who came. Set him up around, he'd shout for everyone that's here. And let them try some pickles, some cookie with their beer.
Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer.
Your apples, peaches, and your pumpkin pie. Take my advice and don't think twice. This you have to try. When you drink your favorite brew at home or with us here, you just have some pickles, some cookie with your beer.
Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear. Oh, cookie, pickles with your beer. Oh, cookie, shouted loud and clear.
Pickles with your beer. And there you go, pickles with your beer. I don't know, the concept never really crossed my mind in real life. But anyway, Tommy Rutter and his Polka Towners here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're back for another week, because this happens each and every week. Same place, same time, too. Wherever you're listening now, you come back in a week and hear the next installment of the show. It's always a stack of records. Never play any digital stuff on the show. No CDs or, MP3s and stuff like that. Everything is coming off of vinyl records, with the exception of at least one shellac record in every show. In every show, we always throw in at least one good old 78 RPM shellac record. We'll have one for you today. In fact, I think it's going to be this one right here, but I'm not sure. That's what they sound like. If you smack them against somebody's head, they shatter. I'm not sure if this is the one or not. It's somebody I've never heard of. And I'm not sure that song's a polka. I'll be auditioning that before we get that far, though, that's for sure. Hey, let's get back to work. It's the Mike Stevens Orchestra. This is the Something New Polka. And there you do, you do indeed. The Something New Polka, that's what that is. That's the Mike Stevens Orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. While you were listening to that, I auditioned the 78 I had sitting here that I was thinking I'd play this week, and I decided that will be the one we play. Somebody I've never heard of on a label I've never heard of doing a song that doesn't have polka in the title, but you could definitely polka to it. So we're going to give it a spin here in a little bit for our 78 of the week. So be prepared for that. Also, of course, in every show, we get a waltz in there somewhere. So waltzers, stand by. We'll be sure to get you in there as well. So stand by for that. Let's do a Schottisch, shall we? Whoopi John and the Boys and the Oh Susanna Schottisch. Thank you. there you go, Whoopi John and the orchestra there with O Susanna Schottische here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Interesting. That is record number 45-13155. There's a little sticker on the green cardboard sleeve that the record goes into, and there's a matching sticker on the record that says that goes in 13155. Unfortunately, my filing system has no numbers and no organization whatsoever, so it doesn't really matter. That sticker is probably about, I would say, 70 years old at this point, so it just doesn't really affect me. Before we move on, we got to talk briefly about the World of Accordions Museum, so I can encourage you to pay them a visit. At the very least, stop by their website and poke around a little bit, because they have like 4,000 accordions on display. It's 4,000, 4,500, I forget now. It's a lot of them anyway. And if you're going to be in the area of Superior, Wisconsin, you might want to check them out, because it's a pretty amazing place. A lot of displays, a lot of information, a lot of research materials, a lot of fun, interesting, knowledgeable people. So check them out there on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. And you can find them online at worldofaccordions.org. That's really all you need to know. Just go to the website. You can see some pictures of the museum. You can read a lot of information about the museum, historical stuff, find out what their hours are, what kind of events they have coming up. Now that spring and summer are on the way, things are going to start getting kind of busy around the Accordion Museum. So check them out when you have a chance. worldofaccordions.org. All right, now for something completely different. And I haven't played this for a long time. It is the world's greatest polka band. It says the Silver Bells, the world's greatest polka band with Bernie White. And the song is called the Polka Conga. And on the record, it actually has printed right on the label that you are supposed to dance with your conga steps, not your polka steps. So I don't know where this even fits in the realm of music. But nonetheless, it's the Polka Conga. So it contains the word polka in the title, and it's on a polka label by a polka band. But you have to conga to it. And you probably don't have that kind of room in your kitchen. But see what you can do, all right? There's the Silver Bells with Bernie White and the Conga Polka. Oh. Thank you. Man, I don't know about you, but just after listening to that one, I'm exhausted. Holy moly, man. The Silver Bells, the world's greatest polka band, it says right on there, and with Bernie White and the polka conga. You're supposed to do conga steps. Didn't that seem fast for a conga? I mean, it's wow. That was exhausting. I'm glad I wasn't actually trying to dance. Yikes! Anyway, the Oompa Hour marches on. Glad to have you along for another show. Let's do Eddie and the Slovenes. Here's the Love One Polka. All right, there you have it there. Eddie and the Slovenes, the Love One Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show as we work our way through another stack of great old-time records here on the show. Most of the time it's 45s, but I do dig out an LP every now and then, but then you got to change the speeds to get into all that extra work, you know, and it's very complicated. But right now, as you know, it's time once again to check the official Oompa Hour news wire. Something interesting that has popped up in the news over the past week. I have a story right here out of Germany. Oh, yeah, where's like the six bad Dutchmen when you need them? A robbery suspect was in the process of going through a house in Germany when the residents returned. Uh-oh, caught him red-handed. In a rush to escape, the suspect left his wallet at the scene. Question is, why would a thief have his wallet out while he was stealing stuff? We have the answer. Police say he was attempting to make an online purchase of accessories for the laptop that he was in the process of stealing. See, why wait till the last minute? Order the accessories when you acquire the laptop, and then you'll have them when you need them. Ah, yes. You know, radio people would have nothing to talk about if they didn't have a lot of dumb crooks now and then to tell you about. But anyway, from the official Oompa Hour news wire this week, there's the story we have. And here's Bernie Witkowski and a Silver Bell Orchestra and the Necky Hokey Polka.
Kocham Zimie, kochasz, everything is okie-dokie.
Hey, hey, Necky-hokie, Necky-hokie polka.
Ja cię kocham, Zimie, kochasz, everything is okie-dokie.
Hey, hey, Necky-hokie, Necky-hokie polka. Necky-hokie, 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 hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
My money, to my money, everything is okie dokie. Hey,
hey, necky hokey, polka.
Yeah, my money, to my money, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey, necky hokey, polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey. Necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey.
Yeah, vippy and tibippy, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey, necky hokey polka.
Yeah, vippy and tibippy, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey, necky hokey polka. Necky hokey, hey. Hey, hey!
Yeah, pohulam, ti pohulas, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey! Necky hokey polka.
Yeah, pohulam, ti pohulas, everything is okie dokie.
Hey, hey! Necky hokey polka. Necky hokey, necky hokey, hey, hey!
There you go, Bernie Witkowski and the Silver Bell Orchestra, the Necky Hokey Polka, and you can tell by the sound of that record it's been well played, and I can tell you, actually, right now, that is a survivor out of a jukebox. I got a lot of great old-time 45s that came out of jukeboxes, because you can tell by the way the record's worn from the little wheels grabbing the record and stuff and spinning it on the jukebox. Somebody liked that one a lot on the jukebox, because it got played a lot, but it still survives. We can still spin it here on the Oompa Hour. Let's do one from Don Peachy and the band. Here's the Tomcat Polka.
Thank you.
And there you have it there, Don Peachy and his orchestra. That's the Tomcat Polka. And you're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You may not actually be in tune. In tune with the show implies that you're listening on a regular old radio and you've twirled that tuning dial to bring us in. You might be listening on a web stream or a podcast or a download or a, I don't know, there's a million ways to listen to stuff these days. But nonetheless, glad to have you tuned in to the show this week here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Let's try Casey Swirsky in a song he co-wrote with Lil Wally. It's called I Love a Musician. There you have it there. Good Casey Swirsky record there. I Love a Musician here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I'll tell you what, when I grabbed records for the show today, you know, I grab them randomly. I don't go through and pick out what I want to play. I have a very loosely based system of rotating hundreds of records. And so I don't really pick and choose. I might hit one that I'm like, oh, I don't really want to hear that one this week, and I'll chuck it back in for next week. But I got a lot of Whoopi John records in today's handful, man. And there's a rule. I never play the same artist twice in one show because, I mean, it's only an hour-long show. You know, you only get so many songs, and I don't want to repeat anybody. So I got, like, all these leftover Whoopi John records. Things are getting out of control here. Anyway, we got to get a waltz in here coming up in a couple of minutes. Fortunately, in with my handful of Whoopi John records, I got Elmer Scheid in the band. So I'm going to give that one a spin. Will you listen to that? I'm going to work on getting a waltz going here. And then we got to get our 78 of the week in as well. I got a lot of work to do here in the last half of the show. So I better get cracking. Here's Elmer Scheid and the boys. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. Elmer Scheid and the band. That's the Barnyard Polka. Every time I play that, I think somebody should have dubbed in some barnyard animal sound effects in the background. Man, I hate when I think of things like that, because then I'm like, I could do that. You know, I could dub in some sheep and some cows and some chickens. Then I feel like I would be like invading the sanctity of a great old polka record. But man, it is so tempting. Don't be surprised if that happens one week. I'm telling you, I'm feeling just a little bit crazy right now. I think it's springtime. All right, dancers, are you ready? We got to get our waltz in here, because we do a waltz in every show, of course. And the time has come, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to waltz. And I know that by now you know it's coming. So you've already moved the furniture out of the way and whatever. And you probably already got your dancing shoes on or whatever. Because it's like if you got a rug or it's carpeted, it's hard to waltz on carpeting and socks, you know. Anyway, you got Albert Mikisch here. And he's going to do the Joliet Waltz. Are you guys ready? Dancers, here you go. There you go, Albert Mikisch there, the Joliet Waltz. There's our official waltz for the week here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was just thinking, it might be time to think about getting new needles for these turntables. I've just realized, because I got to switch over the needle here. We got our 78 of the week coming up, and I got to put in the stuff for 78s because they're different kind of grooves. And I was thinking, these are the same cartridges and needles from when I first started the show. Now, yes, they're Stanton 500s, which are the most durable record player cartridges ever devised on the planet. I've been using them for 53 years. But these are the same needles. Now, let's think about this, because this room, this studio is used just about only for the Polka Show. A few other things, but mostly the Polka Show. So that's an hour a week. That's not very much. So there's two turntables, so that's 30 minutes a turntable. So in 10 weeks, that's 300 minutes. So in the course of a year, that's 52 weeks. So that's a lot of minutes. every year. I hate doing math when I'm on the fly, man. That is a lot of minutes, and I've been using these turntables. Let's see, this is show number 574. There's 52 shows in a week, so that's 10. There's thousands of minutes on these needles. It might be time to get some new ones. What do you think? Should we make the big splurge? Maybe. I don't want to get carried away. I'll think about it. All right, I'm going to get this one set up to play our 78 of the week. While I'm doing that, you listen to Joe Risitar and the orchestra and the My Merry Polka.
Darling, do you still remember on the night when we first met? Arm in arm, we danced together. Never, dear, shall we forget. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Lovely lips, so sweet and tender, whispered words of love divine. Then that kiss of sweet surrender told me, dear, that you were mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Darling, do you still remember on the night when we first met? Arm in arm, we danced together. Never, dear, shall we forget. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine.
They say in the music biz, that was a good one. The My Merry Polka, Joe Risitar and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show. Speaking of oldies, time to get really old. Time to spin a 78 here in the show. We do at least 178 every week, and the time has come. All right, I have Harvey Harding and his Songsters. I've never heard of them before. I told you a couple weeks ago. I was out in the garage digging out records again. And I found a ton of 78s I had to sort through again. It seems like every time I move a pile of crap, there's a box of records behind it. These have been sitting there for ages. And I was like, okay. Now, the other side of this is a waltz. And I almost never do the waltz on a 78. I don't know why. And this is doesn't say it's a polka, but I listen to it. And I'm like, you could definitely polka to that. And I listen to it. And it's a song about dancing. So I decided it fits in. It's on the Grand Record label. And it says electrical recording. They're using the new electrical process. Can you imagine using electricity to make records? They didn't start recording electrically until 1925. Prior to that, it was all acoustic recording. The musicians would be in front of a great big horn that would cut into wax and make the record. Then they started with electrical recording when they came up with amplifiers and stuff like that. In 1925, they were still cutting to wax, like literal wax, like wax. And then in 1935, they started to cut into a lacquered disc, a lacquer-coated aluminum disc in 1935. But electrical recording came along in 1925. I don't know that that helps me date this record any. But anyway, it's Harvey Harding and his Songsters, and the song is called, Oh, That Girl Amelia.
Mm-hmm. was out dancing last Saturday night. Last Saturday night, last Saturday night, I danced with a girl and she held me so tight. Oh gosh, oh gee, she's as pretty as can be. My heart skipped a beat as we danced round the floor. Cheek to cheek we would go, and my heart went pitter patter patter. Round we danced and across the floor, as I hoped this dance would last forever evermore. My heart skipped a beat as we danced round the floor. Cheek to cheek we would go, and my heart went pitter patter patter. Round we danced and across the floor, as I hoped this dance would last forever evermore. Oh, that girl Amelia, what a girl Amelia. She's as pretty as a flower, fresh as any April shower. Oh, that girl Amelia, just give me Amelia. With her my life then would be happy, happy as can be.
All right, there you go. That girl Amelia. That's it. Harvey Harding and his Songsters. That's who it is. Don't try to read the labels on a 78 when they're going around, man. It'll make you throw up. Anyway, there's our official 78 of the week here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Every week we pull out at least one shellac record and give it a spin. So there we go. All right, how are we doing time-wise here? Got to look at the clock once in a while, too, don't I? Frankie Yankovic over here on turntable number 2, and it's the ever-popular My Sweetheart Polka.
Moje dýkleje się mlata, moje dýkleje się mlata, moje dýkleje się mlata, po mi starszy znaj swej. Kautr pošti van rusu, pri mi popeta, da te pomagla. She loved me, but oh how she lied, but oh how she lied to me. Hail, hail, the gang's all here, so what the heck do we care, what the heck do we care. Hail, hail, the gang's all here,
And there you go, Frank Yankovic. Of course, you could tell that a half a second into that record. There's My Sweetheart Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, rolling right along. Glad you're with for another show, just about out of time. Got to remind you, if you have questions, requests, dedications, whatever, you can always get in touch with the Zumpa Hour a million different ways. Well, three at least. If you got a phone, any kind of phone, dial phone, flip phone, smartphone, dumb phone, you turn crank on the side and you ask Sarah to hook you up, whatever. Area code 218-259-2985 gets you in touch. You send a text. You can leave a voice message. 218-259-2985. You can always email. It's simple. OompaHour@AOL.com. Just OompaHour. One word. All small letters. OompaHour@AOL.com. And, of course, the Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's OompaHour. All right? That's all you got to know if you want to get a request on or whatever, but give me some time. You know, don't be sending me an email on Thursday thinking it's going to be in that Sunday show, because that takes me a week to find a record in the best case scenario. Not a good filing system, you've been told, all right? Coming up, it's Eddie Blazonczyk and the Versatones.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I think we'll probably squeak in a couple more tunes on the show for this week. Got Eddie Blazonczyk over here. I always wanted, Eddie Blazonczyk made a ton of great records, and I don't have nearly enough of them, and I don't know how that happened. I wish I had as many Eddie Blazonczyk records as I do Whoopi John records, because in the German section, about like every other record is another Whoopi John record. It's hard to mix them up. And I wish I had more Eddie Blazonczyk records. But anyway, here is one of them. It's the Poor Boy Polka.
I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens. I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many, my seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and the poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money, a poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożyniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować. We'll be right back.
And there you go. That is Eddie Blazoncik and the Versatones, of course. You know, I could get more of their songs. I could, like, buy some CDs. But that for this show, that would be cheating. Unacceptable. I got to have records. Got to have records for the show. I need more Eddie Blazoncik records. Every time I finally get one coming around, it's like, man, I need some more of these. But I'll work on that. We got time to squeak in one more. Let's go out. I want Everybody Knows, huh? And I know, because this record has got a lot of miles on it, and everybody knows this one. Lil Wally and the Lucky Harmony Boys. We're going out on the Julyda Polka.
Julyda, boya Julyda, boya Julyda, she's the one for me. My honey, she's got the money. Boya Julyda, boya Julyda, boya Julyda, she's the one for me. Moya Julyda, moya Julyda, moya Julyda, she's the one for me.
And there you go, Lil Wally there, and the Lucky Harmony Boys and the Julyda Polka. There's one everybody knows, and by golly, I look at the old clock on the wall, and I see that the time has come to kind of wrap things up for another week. But do not be sad, do not be depressed, all right? Because I'll get another stack of records together, and we'll meet up here about the same time next week, and we'll do it all over again, all righty?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.